CBS presents this program in color.
Everything ready, Schultz?
Yes, Herr Commandant. Alles in Ordnung.
Now, the convoy will arrive at 2200 hours. That's in a few minutes. Are the prisoners all accounted for in the barracks?
Jawohl, Herr Commandant. I even got extra guards. The prisoners are sleeping peacefully, like little children, dreaming of digging tunnels and escaping back home and seeing...
Schultz, I'm asking for a report, not a bedtime story.
Yes.
There must be something important clinks out there with Schultz.
He never comes out of his quarters at night.
I think old blood and guts is afraid of the dark.
They've been getting that building ready for a week.
Yeah, ready for what? They wouldn't go to all this trouble unless... Wait a minute. A staff car and a truck.
I just can't figure it.
What's in those boxes?
Guns? Ammunitions, maybe?
No, the boxes are the wrong shapes.
Why are those civilians, and why are they guarding this stuff, whatever it is? Gentlemen, I'm curious.
Well, we can't get out there.
We never passed the crowd guarding the door.
Yeah, there must be a way. Think for a minute.
Hey, I got a solution, sir. Why don't we all go to bed and mind our own business?
He always comes up with something, doesn't he?
Why doesn't one of us just open the door and walk out there? And if somebody stops us, we just say we're going for a walk.
Just like that, huh?
Sure, casually. It's got to work because it's simple.
So simple, you go ahead and do it.
Me?
Yeah, it's your idea. Just tell the guy you're out for a walk.
Right.
Just put it anywhere.
Hey, gentlemen, that is the point.
Well done here. Big eight is what we're after.
Hey, what about the hard way? That would be two falls for those of you who are not in the regular army.
Are you getting that?
Come on, the community sing.
With money and dice?
Well, it makes the slower songs a bit more interesting, Schultzy.
You're gambling.
You could put it that way.
This is against regulations. I have to report you all to a commandant for breaking the rules.
Oh, come on, Schultzy.
Yeah!
The point?
Big chance.
I have to get evidence
before
I report you all.
Wow.
Really, huh?
50? No!
10.
Right, you're covered, Schultzy, and the best of Germanic luck to you. Good luck. The point is 10. And he's rolling for a 10. And he made it. Yours. Yeah. Come on.
That's great.
Well done. We'll play him out here. And I think, yes, sir.
You lose, Schultzy.
Easy come, easy go.
For the new shooter, ladies and gentlemen, introducing Sergeant Schultz. Germany's answer to Nick the Greek. Good luck to you.
Is this a big roll of cash?
You've got a fist full of them, and he's betting like a rich dentist.
It looks all right, feels all right. Where would Schultz get Yankee money?
You never know with a German.
Hey, Colonel, take a look at this. This is General Grant, all right. You can tell by the beard. But look at the words Federal Reserve Note.
Hey, the second E in Federal is out of line.
You got it. So what does that prove? Well, every bill is inspected before it's put into circulation. They'd have found that mistake and destroyed the plate.
That's a phony.
Good one, though.
Holy cow. Schultz is betting these.
A British five-pound note, Schultz?
Newkirk got so excited, he almost put the straight dice back in the game.
Can't have that. That's a dangerous precedent.
Is this a fake?
Well, if the $50 bill's a phony, can this be far behind? Let's break up the game.
Colonel Hogan, you won't tell Commandant Kling.
Like a flash, you walk in here loaded with fake money trying to break the game.
But Colonel Hogan, they told me it was a community thing.
Come on, where'd you get the crazy money?
I found it. Honestly, I have a way of walking with my head down. It's easier because my head is very heavy.
Schultz, you're lying.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell Clink this whole story, you're going to spend the rest of your natural life at the Russian front.
You see the new building over there? Hey, Colonel Hogan! I told you 100 times not to be outside during the night. 100 times! They have printing presses, paper, ink, everything. They're going to make counterfeit money right here because a POW camp is safe for everybody but me.
Some of the money stuck to your fingers, huh?
You know, when they moved in, a box fell down and opened.
How much have they printed, Schultz?
Those are samples. They haven't started yet. They're looking for experts to help them. I think it's pretty good stuff myself.
Okay, Schultz, you can go.
Oh, you won't report me?
I gave you my word.
Thank you, Colonel.
You could make enough phony money to flood the world.
Yeah, they'll probably spread it through neutral countries.
It would ruin every currency.
Bleeding crats, they're taking all the fun out of money.
Is there something we can do, Colonel?
No, we can't tunnel in. It's guarded too closely.
All we need is one man in there.
Schultz said they were short-handed.
Well, maybe one of us could...
Us? We don't know anything about counterfeit money or forgery. Do we, Newkirk?
I never forged anything more than a 3-day pass.
Did you duplicate Clink's signature?
I never tried, but I'm not without talent, if you don't mind me saying so.
We do.
Hey, wait. We got Clink's signature, Colonel.
Got it. A couple of weeks ago, Clink was signing a stack of papers. I slipped a blank sheet in. He signed it without realizing it.
It's beautiful.
See, there's a man who uses the old loaf.
Can't you? I'm proud to be one of your fellow sneaks. Gives us a fighting chance. Take a letter.
Right.
Ready?
Right.
Special notice. Prisoners of all ranks, Luftstalag 13. You are cordially invited to a cocktail party to be held in the rec hall Saturday night. Immediately afterward, the main gate will be opened. You all may leave camp until Monday morning, 7 a.m. The Commandant of Stalag 13 wishes one and all a good time. Have fun. Heil Hitler. Make that nice and neat. Put it right over Clink's signature.
What's going on here? What's going on here?
Now, look at it, Schultz.
Nothing to do with you, Schultz, really, I mean.
Very interesting. Go ahead.
Stand up!
And I'm sure you're all aware of the invitation and the bulletin board.
Colonel, I want to thank you on behalf of the men of my command.
Silence! You will disregard that invitation?
Hold it, fellas. Maybe the Commandant wants to change the night of the cocktail party.
Hey, hold on.
I think we're available.
Silence, now that we've had our childish little laugh, there is a more serious aspect to this matter. Someone has forged my signature. Now the man responsible for this will take 2 steps forward. And if you try to defy my authority, I promise you there will be dire consequences. I'm here, sir. Oh. Sergeant Schultz! Bring this man to my office. Notify Major Bock.
Yeah, fool, Herr Commandant.
Dismiss.
Now, let me understand this correctly. You admit forging my signature, but you would not tell us why.
He doesn't have to tell you.
I didn't ask you, Hogan.
Speak for yourself. I would rather not answer any questions at this particular time, sir.
Oh, you would rather not. We'll see about that.
He's not going to talk, Commandant, so just forget it. Order is punishment. Let's get on with the war.
Right, Hogan?
I don't think we need detain Colonel Hogan any longer, Herr Commandant.
We don't?
One of my men is being interrogated. I demand to be present.
Demand, Colonel?
Request?
Request denied.
Request denied.
As long as it's unanimous. The outside, Newkirk. Don't let him push you around.
No, sir. Thank you, sir.
Blimey, I thought you'd never leave.
Now we have wasted enough time.
You mean you wanted him out of here?
Well, I couldn't talk to you in front of him, could I, really? Not with that proposition I've got.
Come on. Get over to the barracks quick. Tell Kinch to turn on the bug to Klink's office.
Like I
tell him to hook up his wire recorder and get everything down. I hate to miss anything.
Okay.
You want to work for us?
Now you got it, Major. I know what's going on in that building, and I can help you make some of that lovely money. All I want you to do is let me have whatever falls on the ground each day.
Incredible. It's incredible.
Shh, Commandant, please. That ogre's got ears like bloody radar.
I take it you know something about this kind of work.
Well, I did a pretty fair job on his signature, didn't I?
You're a criminal.
So you're going to insult me if you keep that up.
I assume you are familiar with the Bockenheimer rotary injector press?
I can put those things together and tear them down again with me eyes closed. I've done it many times.
I see. Ever hear of von Holtz?
Hear of him? I met him in Zurich, 1938. The greatest counterfeiter of our time. Well, I choked with emotion when he shook my hand.
He's a crook.
Oh, Commandant, what's in a name?
Yes, he's a crook, Colonel. But not the kind we need. For your information, Bockenheimer is the name of Hitler's favorite piano player.
What? Go on. There's a coincidence for you.
And just as Bockenheimer is not a printing press, von Holtz is not a counterfeiter. He is one of our most respected young scientists. This man is a liar and a fraud.
Well, there's no need to get ugly, sir.
Shut up! From the beginning, sir.
He obviously got hold of your signature and thought he could bluff his way into the building and pick up a little money. Some forger.
Well, I could always learn.
You'll learn, all right. You'll rot in the cooler. Now get out of here. I'll deal with you later.
You don't want to change your mind and let me do a little on-the-job training. I'm a very good study.
Not a word of this to anyone, or I'll see to it you get more than the cooler.
Yes, sir.
Colonel, I must ask you not to mention this incident in your report to headquarters.
Not mention it? Why?
It's a very serious breach of security.
I know, but mistakes will happen.
Berlin does not recognize mistakes. It is watching this operation very closely.
I can imagine, sir.
No, I don't think you can. What I am going to tell you now is top secret, strictly between us as fellow officers.
You may speak freely, sir.
Yesterday, our chief technician, Herr Stoffel, made a remark questioning the morality of counterfeiting, even in wartime. If I reported that to Berlin, as I should, nothing would happen to him. But I would be court-martialed.
I can't imagine they would do such a thing.
If there is a slip-up, I will be taken out and shot.
And you think that decision has already been made?
Worse than that. It is final. In matters like these, there is no appeal. If necessary, the orders will be carried out.
Well, in that case, we will forget the England and his crazy scheme. There will be no report.
Thank you, Colonel. It's possible you have saved my life.
It is final. There is no appeal. The order will be carried out.
Those crowds are really afraid of each other, aren't they?
Yeah, they could start their own private war and never even call in outsiders.
Well, it doesn't matter if they are afraid of each other. We still laid an egg.
I laid an egg.
And I hatched it.
A chance we might get another shot at them.
Oh.
By playing them off against each other. Kinch, could you doctor that recording? Take words out and move things around here and there?
I don't know. I could try.
All right, we go to work. The target is Stoffel.
Their printing expert?
He's the logical one. You heard what he said. He's dead set against counterfeiting.
But he's got no authority.
He doesn't need it for our purpose. We can convince him that they plan on shooting him after his work is done. He may do a job for us first.
Like what kind of a job?
Setting that building on fire?
Well, you gotta be kidding.
Kinch, where money's concerned, I'm dead serious.
Here, Kinch.
Put it.
All finished?
That's it. It's the best we can do. We stand or fall on that wire recording.
Do you think he'll believe it, Colonel?
We're going to find out. One more detail. The bait.
Stoffel, your life is in danger. Save yourself. Come to Barracks 3. Friend. Friend?
What do you want him to put down? Enemy?
Bro, they take lunch to the Krauts in that building every day at noon. I want you to volunteer for kitchen detail. See that Stoffel gets that.
Michael, then.
Oh, we're going to need a couple of smoke bombs.
I got some beauties in the mattress.
Good, have them ready.
Oh, you need anything else? I got some magnesium pencils. I got detonator caps, delayed action fuses. I got some plastic incendiary tapes, and I got some...
Carter, you don't have to sell me. We're not going to take our business to anybody else.
Well...
Schultz?
Sure.
Gentlemen.
Sir?
I need a breath of air. Get back to work as soon as you finish lunch.
He just left the building.
Good, he took the bait.
He's making a big detour to get here.
As soon as the patient arrives, tell him the doctor's ready.
Your friend isn't there.
Please. Tell me what this is.
In there.
You're lying. They put you up to this to test me.
Stoffel, you have practically no future at all. Major Bach, your watchdog, has orders to get rid of you as soon as you printed up enough money for him.
I don't believe it.
And I mean, really get rid of you.
No. They wouldn't. They need me.
Now. Later, you'd just be a man with too much on him.
Stoffel,
would you recognize Major Bach's voice if you heard it?
Of course I would.
And Clink? That's the tall creep with the monocle? Would you recognize his voice?
Possibly. I've talked with him several times here.
Listen to this. and be ready to draw up your will.
What I am going to tell you now, Colonel, is top secret. You may speak freely, sir. When this operation is all over, our chief technician, Herr Stoffel, will face a firing squad.
I can't imagine they would do such a thing.
Herr Stoffel knows a great many things. He will be taken out and shot.
And you think that decision has already been made?
It is final. There is no appeal. The orders will be carried out.
Any questions?
Yeah. How did you get that recording?
I can't answer that question.
What do you want me to do?
That question I can answer. All right, we got about 5 minutes.
You think he'll come through, Colonel?
We'll know by 3 o'clock. Now, remember, get in there fast and go to work before the crowds get organized.
Well, what about the guards? Suppose they start shooting.
That's a chance we have to take. Stoffel has the smoke bombs. LeBeau's over there. He'll start yelling. There'll be enough confusion. It's a calculated risk.
Yeah, that's the worst kind.
Watch it. Here comes Schultz.
Colonel Hogan.
What is this? Firefighting equipment, Schultz.
Just a drill.
You never know when there might be a fire.
Where are the water buckets?
Water? Nobody uses water to fight fire anymore, do they, fellas?
No.
That's horse and buggy thinking, Schultz.
Whenever I talk to you, I learn something.
So do we.
Bring more.
What's going on here?
Easier to carry, Schultz.
Good, very good.
You and you, get that fire hose and hurry up. Get that fire hose.
Commandant, everything's under control.
It's a catastrophe. Our whole plan is ruined. Those plates can't be replaced. What are we going to tell Berlin?
Don't tell them. Ask them.
For what?
Permission to hold a fire sale.
And even though the building was destroyed, I want to commend the men of Barracks 3, and especially Sergeant Schultz, for their brave attempt to put out the fire.
Thank you very much.
There will be an extra ration of white bread for 1 week.
Oh, you spoiled it, sir.
Dismissed.
We did it, Colonel.
And we got away with it.
Yeah, by the time they get reorganized, I think the war will be over.
If they ever try to start again, boy, I got some more smoke bombs.
It's a pity to see all that beautiful green drag was destroyed there.
Yeah, it reminds me. Schultz!
Yes, Colonel Hogan?
Schultz, I've always had a lifelong ambition, and you can make that dream come true.
For me?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Always wanted to have money to burn, Schultz.